Up to 3,000 couples may be able to receive publicly funded IVF treatment next year following an announcement in the budget. However, the details are yet to be finalised. Every year, about 9,000 couples avail of IVF at private clinics. The average cost of one cycle of treatment is €5,000. Professor Mary Wingfield, Clinical Director of the Merion Fertility Clinic, is with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this announcement, I think it's fair to say, has been a long time coming. What do you know about what's being proposed?
So I think this is fantastic news for Ireland and for women and men and couples who need fertility treatment, and particularly who need assisted reproduction, which is treatments like IVF. There's not a lot of detail, and but Minister Donnelly held a press conference yesterday and we got a little bit more information. Firstly, I want to congratulate him on this fantastic initiative, because this will be a first for Ireland and will bring us in line with our other European countries. Minister Donnelly confirmed yesterday that we still have to work out the detail, as in who will be eligible for the treatment, for free treatment.
Because in the short term, at least, it doesn't sound as though funding will be available to everybody.
No, and it isn't anywhere in the world, really. But he did confirm that they were going to work on it straight away, and that we should have the system up and running and people actually having treatment by September next year. And the other fantastic thing he said is that the 10 million that has been allocated will cover just those 4 months from September to December next year, so that the following year in 2024, we should have 30 million of funding. So that really is fantastic news.
In the short term, though, who should get priority? Because, as I was saying there, IVF treatment is expensive. And I think it's fair to say that that's meant that many people on lower incomes have either been excluded or they've had to go into debt.
True. And I suppose the sad thing is IVF treatment is a medical treatment. And we don't deny anyone in Ireland medical treatment for other reasons. And I don't think we can deny people who really need this, the treatment. There will have to be things like age limits, whether people have children already. Things like that are taken into account in other countries. But all of that detail needs to be worked out over the next few months. The other encouraging thing Minister Donnelly said is that he was planning to work with stakeholders in the area. So we have a group of AHR professionals who are very keen to work with the department in this area. And there's also a really good support group called NISIG, who also have a wealth of experience in IVF and IVF treatments and what is needed for people in Ireland. So it is going to take a little bit of time, but I really hope that we can keep to that deadline of September next year and make sure that we actually have it in place and actually have people starting treatment in September next year.
And in terms of deciding at the start who gets the treatment, I mean, should it be means tested, or how do you decide?
I don't think that's up to me to decide. I think we will have to work with the Department of Health and the HSE and the stakeholders and the patients. We'll have to work at that, look at what happens in other countries and come up with a fair system. You can't treat everybody. You can't provide everything. We need to look at, are we going to provide donor sperm treatments for single women and same-sex couples? Are we going to provide genetic testing for people who have serious conditions in their family? There's a whole lot of work that needs to be sorted out. But certainly it's a fantastic start, and I think we just have to work on it. We don't have a lot of information about what actually happens on the ground in Ireland, because we don't have a reporting system. So there's legislation going through as well, which at the same time is going to set up a regulatory authority. So I think, you know, it's really going to change the whole landscape over the next four or five years.
Is it likely, is it understandable now, if people who had intended to seek IVF treatment, if they decide to hold off for a few months to see what happens?
Yeah, that's a really, really tricky thing. And I think the best thing would be for people who are planning treatment to talk to their doctors and the people looking after them, because every single person or couple having treatment has a different situation. And there will be some people who will be able to wait from a medical point of view. There will be other people, like women, if they're 38, 39, I don't think they should wait. It's fine to wait if your first cycle works. But we know that IVF is a difficult treatment, and often the first time around it doesn't work, or it may work and then the couple or the woman has a miscarriage. So I think the best thing is to talk to your doctor, and if your doctor feels that you are a person who can't afford to wait, unfortunately, I think you're better to go ahead and have the treatment.
It does also sound, from what Stephen Donnelly was saying yesterday, as though eventually the treatment will be provided through public clinics. Now, presumably that would affect a clinic such as your own.
I think, again, as I said, we're going to see a lot of changes in the next few years with the legislation coming in and the public funding coming in. We don't have any data about Ireland. We don't have any accurate detail as to how many people are treated, who is treated. I think all of that will become obvious. And I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of change over the next few years. But sadly, in the Western world, there's no shortage of people who need fertility treatment. So certainly I've retired, but I was the clinical director of Merion Fertility Clinic. We're a not-for-profit organisation. I think if there's fair public funding, then I certainly, we're not there as a business to make money. We're there as a company to provide treatment for people. There will be in other countries, even where they have really good public funding, it doesn't cover everything. So, you know, all of this will need to be sorted out over the next few years, but at least we've started now.
Just as you mentioned the fact that public funding has been available in many countries for a very long time, why did we hold back in this country? What was the reason for this delay?
It's a very good question. I think we've had, over the years, we've had difficulty because we didn't have legislation. We didn't know how we could treat embryos. Repealing the Eighth Amendment made a big difference to that. There's been a huge change in Ireland and a liberalisation in Ireland and an acknowledgement by people. Everybody knows somebody who's needed IVF. So it's not a taboo subject anymore, but it used to be 20 years ago. And then I suppose there's always a group, you know, people scrabbling for the money in health, and thankfully the lobby groups and people lobbying and calling for this, we've got a stronger voice over the years.
Many reasons. Professor Mary Wingfield, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland.